given what we are going through right now, our community, like, I just think it's really important for people to know that even the people that are doing things in a maybe a level that's just a different level, we're all struggling together through this.
Hey, Slay. Hey, everyone. It's me, Jay, and I'm with my girl, Nina. And welcome back to the No Stylist Left Behind podcast. We are celebrating this June for Pride, looking back and moving forward. And we're so honored with our sponsors at Olico Professional that are stepping in the arena with us to share our amazing voices during Pride. And this could not come at a better time. Our topic, looking back and moving forward, we can never know where we're going without understanding where we've been. And right now, our call to action is action, 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 action. Nina, I love you so much. And I just have to say, my bestie is the best ally.
Oh,
and I had to give it up to you.
Thank you. Well, yeah, of course. I mean, and that's why I love being a part of these interviews, because I think part of being a good ally is the continued education, like continuing to learn. And so whether I'm chatting with you or we have our amazing guest today and, you know, our guest prior, it's also, yes, you know, we're running this show, but I'm also taking notes and I'm also learning. And I think it's very, very important to always be curious. That's your favorite word, curious.
Love curious. And all about curiosity, we have an iconic human on the podcast today. So I would like to introduce Kristen Rankin. They are the founder of the Dress Code Project, a global alliance of salon shops committed to providing positive, gender-affirming services for the LGBTQ2S+ clients. And they are not no stranger to the No Stylist Left Behind podcast. So, Kristen, thank you so much for coming back on our podcast. And welcome.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. As you know, I really enjoy sitting on this couch with the two of you, just feeling like we're old friends catching up. And, you know, I'm just excited that you are doing this podcast in the first place, that you are paying special attention to the queer community this year, during this month, especially given what's going on right now, especially in the United States, especially for Pride. There's just so much to talk about and to discuss and break down. So I'm really excited to be here doing that with the two of you out of all of the human beings in the world. So thank you for having me.
Thank you. And it's been a minute. It's been a minute. So yeah, this is like a much needed catch up for sure.
I love it. So let's get it started. Let's get into it. So tell us a little bit first, your pronouns. Tell us a little bit about what's going on in your world for everyone who doesn't know you, or they do already know you and love you. And what does Pride mean to you right now in your life? What does Pride mean to you?
Yeah, well, thank you. You know, my world is just always multi-layered, and I am always doing a lot of different things that are, you know, enhancing our community, I think, and doing that with a lot of help from a lot of people. And this year, you know, we really are paying special attention to what is happening politically, because what is happening politically in the US right now is affecting the queer community, and it's affecting them hard, especially in a lot of states. And so for me, what Pride means to me this year is all about that. I was talking to you a little bit earlier, and I was telling you that I recently moved to New York. And one of the things that I did, actually, I had a friend out here just a bit ago, and, you know, I'm Canadian and they're from Toronto, and they hadn't been to New York in about 10 years. They're queer identifying human as well. And I was like, hey, what do you want to do? Like, what are some things you want to do? And so I brought them to Stonewall. And, you know, as we know, June's about to be on top of us. And my friend had never been there before. Wow. And so, yeah, we went there and we sat outside and had a drink. And I was just telling her all about the history of this. And as we know, and you know, there was a photo inside and it gives me chills right now to think about it. And my friend took the photo because it's when you go in and it's mostly when you come out of Stonewall that you see this photo. And it is an original sign that was nailed to the front door of the establishment at Stonewall that said this establishment was raided by the police on this date. Wow. And yeah, and it's a really important reminder that we are constantly asking as a community for space.
Right.
And I'm tired of asking for space because we deserve as much space as anyone else. Mm. And I'm so grateful to my community, and I'm so grateful to people like Nina, who are allies to our community, yes. Like strong ass allies. They're not just like, I'm an ally. They are like, they're like, I'm an ally. And this is why. And we like to call them actionable, right? But when you go there and you feel that and you see it, it's just such a reminder. And right now, being there was so powerful because of the state that we're in. And because the people that are in our community, and I don't care, our community is so intersectional. And I don't, yes. I care about the intersections, but the intersections do not feel different to me. They feel special and they feel unique. And to me, they should all be celebrated. And I am only a few of those intersections. And there are so many others, but I appreciate all of them because I think it's what makes our community so bloody beautiful. And it's what makes that progressive pride flag continuously having yes. more and more rain, like more and more colors. And so for me, I just feel like we all need to band together. And this year, everybody needs to show up for pride, and everyone show up in the way that you can, in the way that you're able to. And but just show up, just wow. be there, you know.
Woo! Got goosies.
That got me in my feels. Oh my goodness. You know, yeah. And I think that, you know, because I come from a different space and being an ally, that I can put myself in your shoes, but I have never been in your shoes. And so when I listen to these stories, and even, you know, when we talk to Hunter, listening to his story and listening to your story, it just puts it in front of my face and it puts it in front of everybody's face that is listening today. And that's why we're here. You know, we want to be able to have these deep, raw conversations and really understand how hard it is and how scary. And Jay, you know, you and I have talked about, and with your vulnerability of just being how scary it is during yeah. these times. And it just, mm. it just really gives me chills. And I think, you know, I love the work that you're doing, Kristen, because of the Dress Code Project and creating an educational space, you know, because there are a lot of hairstylists and a lot of salon owners. And you and I had this conversation years ago where, you know, we believe that hairstylists and salon owners, they want to do the right thing, but a lot of times they just don't know what it looks like. How does that unfold? How does that roll out? And with the Dress Code Project, you're really creating this space that is inviting and is inclusive. And so what I would love for you to share is, how does a brand, how does a salon owner, how does a hairstylist create an inclusive and safe environment and space now in 2023?
You just need to be aware. Like you need to be assertive and aware and actionable. And, you know, to your point, you know, you maybe have not experienced what a queer identifying human has, but it's not going to limit you and you're not going to stop there.
Right.
You know, and I'm like myself, I don't want to speak for Jay, but I feel like we probably have a lot of the same experiences, you know. I mean, I'm a Gen Xer. So, you know, we were just taught to do shit. Just yeah. do it. Just mm-hmm. don't complain about it and do it, you know, but like, I think what I hardly talk about is like, hey, I've been there. I had those moments of oppression in my own life put on me for whatever reason, where I could not be myself. I didn't feel safe to be myself. I thought that my life would get turned upside down. Things would change. It would become, I would become like a leper, like thrown away from my community where I was growing up, where I was, you know? And that's just my experience. But like, it's, I do these things because of the experience that I have. I'm a hairstylist, so I can talk about that because of the experience that I have as a hairstylist, the same as the two of you. So naturally it felt like, hey, I can do this because of where I come from, the experiences that I've had. Am I the say all and be all and end all of it all? No, I constantly have to learn. I'm constantly trying to upgrade my skills and knowledge, and also hear people, have space for other folks to tell me what they know, and have open discussions. One of the most important things that I think I value so much is collaboration, because having two heads is better than one, and having 10 obviously makes it even better, you know? So for me, the more I hear people, the more I can adjust and then move forward, you know, and take different points of view and put them together and see that, like, that we can all be open and inclusive. And that's the, like, headspace that I come to when I'm teaching as well, when it comes to being a salon owner, when they're like, what do I do? How do I do it? Well, your first step is asking yourself that question. The second step is then taking an action on it, whether that's like Googling, how do I create a gender affirming hair salon, or coming to the Dress Code Project and talking to us about it, becoming a Dress Code Project salon member in the Alliance and becoming a member of that. You know, we provide information, like, and the information that we provide is researched information, you know, from the partnerships that we've had, but also, you know, from the work that I've done, that I've researched and put together. You know, we have a guide that I collaborated with a charity in Toronto that specializes in gender inclusivity and diversity. Yes. And, you know, that guide comes from experience of that, from teachers that do that, and then my experience as a queer hairstylist, and then that's been put together. So there are tons of resources out there for people, but it all starts with that question, like, how can I create change in my space? That's where it starts, you know, and then it goes from there.
I am so, yes, it is a yes for me. And in the beginning of the podcast, and the word right now that is really revved up within me that we keep saying is action, right? Mm-hmm. More than ever, should you be asking questions and having awareness? So Kristen, I absolutely agree that the awareness level needs to be heightened and spiked, and the questions, and it's okay to fumble. Like, it's okay as long as there's action behind the momentum of making a more inclusive space around you, not only in your business, but around you, just walking down the street to the park, right? Yeah. Like, having that awareness, like, it's going to save lives, and it is crucial more than ever. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Thank you, Jay. And to your point too, like, it's okay to think that you're not being absolutely 100% nail on the head correct. And we are so, as a society, we are just so scared of being wrong, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that is so sad to me, because I think there are so many people out there that probably have really great input and things to contribute, and potentially even the next great idea, that are, they're afraid to say it because we are so ready to throw shame at people who are not coming up with a 100% right answer. So what happens? Nobody answers. Right. How many times have you been on a Zoom call or anything, and you've got all these screens looking at you, and you ask a question and no one says a word?
Yes.
No one. And it's because they're afraid. It's not because they don't know. It's because they're scared. And that is how society is in the general population of this world. You know, I start off every conversation that I educate people with, this is a safer space. And you do not, there's no wrong question here. I'm here to teach and help you. If I have the capacity, because I'm not perfect and I don't know everything, and I will make mistakes, and I'll be the first one to put my hand up and say, I messed up, you know, then that, like, we need to understand that we got to take that away. We have to stop doing that to people, you know, because if we did, I think there'd be so many more people that'd be like, I don't know this, but I want to know this. So how can you help me? You know?
Right. And that was kind of what I was curious about too. I mean, and you kind of answered it, but if I'm a salon owner and I want to take the next step, and there are a lot of salon owners, I'm sure, that want to take the next step, but you're right, Kristen, it's, I'm nervous, I'm scared. What if I ask the wrong thing? And then we have this whole cancel culture, which is a whole other thing, which
I don't even
vibe with that at all. No, like that is just a whole other, that could be a whole other podcast. So if an owner,
I want to cancel culture, which is not the right thing to say.
Yes, for sure. It's too much. It's overwhelming. And it's causing people not to want to say or speak up or ask for help because they don't want to be wrong. And then fear being canceled, right? So if I'm an owner or hairstylist and I reach out to you, what does that process look like with the Dress Code Project? Is it, obviously everything is done virtual? Is it self-paced? Do they see you? Like, is it actionable in terms of like, we're face-to-face and this is what you do? Like, what are the steps there with that?
Yeah. So the first step would probably be they would look at our website, which is dresscodeproject.com. Mm-hmm. And there are a whole bunch of different buttons at the top that will really guide you and direct you as they normally do. And you'll hit the one that says, join us. You fill out a small questionnaire and essentially then you'll get a quiz back that just like allows us. It's not a, like, you're not getting graded. Okay, right, honey, this is not that. Like, it's just allowing us to know where you are in your information, you know, so that we can help you and guide you on what you need. But then you'll get a welcome package from us. It has the guide I was talking about. You have use to all of our stuff, resources, and then you have options. And those options are, you know, potentially scheduling a class. And we actually this year have a lot more things that are going to be available to all of our members, because we're constantly trying to create resources from them so they feel the value. But that's basically where folks start. And some folks will reach out on Instagram as well through the DMs, which is absolutely 100% fine. Also, we'll most likely direct you there because there are a lot of answers on the website to what you're looking for.
Awesome. I love it. So what makes a good ally and what is a call to action? So for everyone listening today, right? And we've already given them some insight, like, hey, go to Dress Code Project. This is where you can go. This is such a great resource. But to you, Kristen, what makes a good ally and what is a call to action?
So I have to think of that from a point of view where I'm an ally of something. And, you know, again, I can only speak to who I am as a person and how I feel. But from me, a personal perspective, being a good ally is listening. I always say it's either standing in front of, beside, or behind the person you're being an ally to, and you listening to when they need you to be where. I think that's the simplest, most direct way of putting it. Because sometimes when I'm being an ally, I have to stand in front of them, or I'm just going to stand behind them and let them talk, or I'm going to be side by side when they need me, you know? And that is really it. Being someone who shows up.
Yeah.
And showing up in whatever way that is. Maybe you're listening to your friend. Maybe you are standing up for them. Maybe you're speaking, or maybe you're just being a sounding board, you know, or maybe you're going out there and trying to like get other people to understand what it means to be an ally. You know, maybe you're just spreading the word on your socials. Like, there are a lot of different ways to be an ally. And I think those are the ones that do encompass the word we're using today, which is action.
Yes. Come on, rev it up. Let's get that action going.
I mean, honestly.
Yes. Like, let's go. I absolutely love that. And I love the perspective of like putting yourself as an ally in different avenues, right? That self-reflection alone can create so much and generate so much action and follow through of having that self-reflection. Like, in this moment, right, when we take ourselves out of just judgment, we go, how would I feel in this moment, right? It's almost like a sacrifice of self, of taking yourself back there. And a lot of us, even me, forget to do that, you know, like where you remove yourself and put them in that space. So I do love that. And I love the word action. Like, I love that that is just a word that embodies this podcast today. And it's so beautiful. And I'm so inspired. I always am having conversations with you, Kristen. I do have a fun question.
It wouldn't be a podcast with us if there was not a fun question.
Really, though. I was waiting for the fun question moment.
Yeah, so we have a fun question. And last time we were on, we did rapid fire questions, which is so much fun. But today, and I know we were speaking about this briefly, so I'll have you choose which flag. But for the pride flag, whichever one you really embody, what color right now in your life today do you embody? What color do you embody the most and why?
Well, I do appreciate you letting me choose the flag. I am going to have to go with the progressive flag because I do feel like that is a flag that to me means unity. Mm-hmm. And I think in any community, but again, I can only come from my own perspective. So I'll speak to the community that I'm in. I believe in the queer community, that flag is something that is not just embodying everything and everyone in our community, but it's showing, like it's allowing us to be stitched together, you know, and it is allowing all of our colors to lay side by side and say, we are a community. And yes, we're intersectional and we're so beautiful for the intersections that we have. And each one of them should be celebrated individually. Yeah. But we should also remember that we are a community. And we should also celebrate and stand by each other and be allies to each other in that same way of showing up. And so, Jay, I know you really want a specific answer, but
it can be fluid.
In true form, I'm just not going to do that. I honestly just think that if I were anything on that flag, I would want to be the stitching of it. You know, the stitching that just really brings us together, because I just think that is so important. And I could never, ever imagine picking one. You know, it's just too much. It's overwhelming. And it's almost impossible because every single damn color on that flag is just as important as the other one.
Wow.
Ooh. Yeah.
That is, listen, and I feel like it really just speaks to who you are. You know what I mean? It just speaks to who you are that you're choosing the stitching because there is so much, you know, you're driven and rooted in community and support. And so when you said that, it actually did give me goosebumps. And I just feel that you're just speaking to your truth. And that is really what you're doing, not only just, you know, with the dress code project, but just as a human. And so just thank you for being so honest and really doing the most when it comes to bringing people together and showing support and, you know, just being a really, really awesome human. So thank you for giving
me. Gosh, you two are just honestly too much. I don't think I've ever cried on a podcast, but I've been pretty close today.
Same.
And, you know, like, I just want to say, like, I appreciate so much of what you're saying to me and about me. It's so kind. But I just think, like, you know, it's just like nobody's perfect and nobody, and I just want people to know nobody expects anyone to be perfect here. Sure. And let's just fuck it up and fumble through it all together, you know? Because, like, I don't know, I think I make a lot of mistakes. But the reason I say that is because I just think that I have figured out, and I do this all the time, how to have that reflection so that I can learn from those mistakes, so that I can try to not necessarily not make them again, but just like make them better, you know, make the outcome of those mistakes mean something and not just say it was a mistake, but to say, yeah, it was a mistake. I really fucked that up, but you know what? I learned from it and I turned that mistake into something positive, you know, because I just want people to know, like, I just don't feel like I'm ever doing enough. I don't feel like the dress code project is reaching everywhere it can. And I don't think I've ever been this real or raw on a podcast before about this. Like, given what we are going through right now, our community, like, I just think it's really important for people to know that even the people that are doing things in a maybe a level that's just a different level, we're all struggling together through this, you know? Yeah. And I just never feel like I constantly questioning whether I'm doing the right thing, whether I am making the right decisions, whether I'm reaching everyone that I could. But you know, what I've also had to do this year is just set a few boundaries, because if I didn't, then I think I probably wouldn't be able to do this, you know? Right. And I've had those moments, because I think it's really important for people to remember that, you know, we are all affected by what is happening right now. And it makes all of us question everything that we're doing, even the people that are doing it at a level that may be different than the way you're doing it, right. You know? And this is why it is so important that we don't take a month like this for granted. I think I was really hit hard last week when I heard that an organization like Target was really influenced by hatred. And that just made me so sad. And it made me scared for a minute.
Because
there are, it's just so clear. There are so many people that still hate us for who we are, you know, and that's just so hard sometimes. And to know that these big corporations, and like, I will say Target, you know, like they have been doing that line, you know, their Pride line for a bit. And I understand they were concerned for the safety, the immediate safety of the people working at their locations. But what the heck happened to that person? Like, these people, were they arrested? You know, like, these are threats, they're death threats, it's hate crimes. You know, we need to, as a country, recognize, like, as a nation, as a fucking human race, that this is not okay, that this stuff is just unacceptable, that fear and hatred are really the overwhelming element right now that has really taken over in North America. You know, it wasn't a celebration. And those people asking, why do we have Pride or why do we need Pride, or saying, I'm not going to go to Pride because it's commercialized. Get the fuck out there and go. It is showing, you're showing up for your community that never had a voice before. And the voice is now being reduced. You know, it's just a lot.
I absolutely agree. And thank God and thank goodness that it is being commercialized. That means like there's even more opportunity for that. And I want to say to you that you are doing so fucking good. And I just love everything that you are embodying. And I know that this podcast, everyone listening right now is moved in their spirit and in their soul. And I just love doing this podcast because we get to share the most authentic truths that we all represent and live in every day. So I want to thank you so much for going there with us, like to really share that, because it is so scary. Like it is so scary. It doesn't matter where you're at, I live in Los Angeles and I'm scared. I'm like, right? You're in New York. Like it's so scary, but raising our voices right now, sharing these stories, having that actionable, like tangible things to move forward with, right? Because as we're looking back, it's looking really familiar and a little bit too familiar for me. So I think sharing our voices and doing this is exactly what we need to be doing, and we are doing. So there will be creating a change. So everyone listening, at all cost for humans, right? For fellow humans, take what you learned today and take that action.
Yeah. And that's what it really is all centered around. And just thank you for being so vulnerable. I mean, it's just very, very eye-opening, and it just shows how deep it really, truly runs. How deep it really, really, truly runs. And so where can people find you? Where can they reach out to you? Where can they connect with you?
So like I said, they can find information about us and what we do on our website, dresscodeproject.com. A lot of information on our Instagram account as well, which is thedresscodeproject.com, only because dresscodeproject or dresscodeproject was not available, so we had to put the in front of it. So it's the dresscodeproject. And then, I'm Kristen Rankin Hare, because that's my other job. That's my I say that's my personal Instagram, but really that's my only Instagram that's about my hair, you know, about hair, but, and I don't have a personal Instagram because that's just way too much.
So, yeah.
A lot of Instagram.
It's all yes. intermixed. It should
yeah.
be.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
So thank you so, so much for being here with us, for being raw and real and honest and just speaking your truth. And I know that this is going to really, it's going to touch people. It's going to awaken, you know, have a little bit of an awakening, which I think is what yes. we need. So thank you so much, my friend, for showing up today. Of course, make sure you check out the Dress Code Project. Check out Oligo Pro. We're doing a lot with them, of course, for Pride, and we appreciate the support. And as always, if you learn anything from listening to us today, please know that it is okay to live in your truth. And remember to always live your life out loud. See you next time.